A wooden platform had been built to elevate Robert's chair. There the Lord of the Eyrie sat, giggling and clapping his hands, as a humpback puppeteer in blue and white motley made two wooden knights hack and slash at each other. Pitchers of thick cream and baskets of blackberries had been set out, and the guests were sipping a sweet, orange-scented wine from engraved silver cups. A fool's festival, Brynden had called it, and small wonder. Across the terrace, Lysa laughed gaily at some jest of Lord Hunter's and nibbled a blackberry from the point of Sir Lynn Corbray's dagger. They were the suitors who stood highest in Lysa's favour, today at least. Catelyn would have been hard-pressed to say which man was more unsuitable. Ian Hunter was even older than John Aaron had been. Half-crippled by gout and cursed with three quarrelsome sons, each more grasping than the last. Sir Lynn was a different sort of folly, lean and handsome, heir to an ancient but impoverished house, but vain, reckless, hot-tempered, and, it was whispered, notoriously uninterested in the intimate charms of women. When Lysa espied Catelyn, she welcomed her with a sisterly embrace and a moist kiss on the cheek. "Isn't it a lovely morning? The gods are smiling on us. Do try a cup of wine, sweet sister. Lord Hunter was kind enough to send for it from his own cellars."